To what extent has the World Heritage Convention contributed to a rediscovery by communities of their heritage?
Yeah, I suspect not much. Yeah, I think most of them don't even realize it. And the if you look in the tropics, they probably don't like it very much. You know, they would probably prefer to be left alone. And especially because it doesn't mean any money. But on the other hand, maybe it does. You know, maybe it brings in tourists. And for some people, they might like that. And other ones would prefer not to have tourists. Again, I think this is a question that has a lot of different answers, and that different sites will give you a different answer. So if we look at Sagarmatha in Nepal, I think the Sherpas are proud that it's a World Heritage Site, and yeah, they treat it seriously. So I think that's an example of a good one. China, certainly the government takes it seriously. The local people are not such a big factor in China because they don't own the land anyway. Variability. A lot depends on how serious the government takes it, what kind of benefits flow to the local people, whether they needed to be reminded of how important the area is. Yeah, for a lot of people, they already know that where they live is an important place and needs to be treated with respect because that's how they've always treated it. Mm-hmm. And making it World Heritage might make it more difficult mm-hmm. in some cases.
And what about indigenous people and
national especially heritage? Yeah, especially indigenous people. Because World Heritage loosens their grip on their own heritage. Yeah, so it used to be theirs, and now suddenly it's the whole world's. And they're saying, well, gee, we thought this was ours.